Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Happy New Year, everyone.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
Here we are. Another turn.
Okay, well, we also remind everybody that your questions are always welcome. You can email Squirrel during the show at squirrel@wyom.net. Squirrel spelled like the animal, big puffy tail, which you don't have.
No, but I could use one to keep me warm right now.
I'll send you my squirrels.
That would be
They're
sweet.
Getting so big, the cast is shadow now.
That's funny.
You have no idea. Okay, tonight's show, 2014, a wake-up call to the new to a new future. and want you to know how happy we are to be back live with everybody. Okay, 2014 is a turning point of great importance for everyone. God, I can never spell when I write these things out. I'm in automatic writing or channeling at the same time, so my spelling is terrible. It's so funny.
It
is the year. I know. Well, it's the year to turn our lives around and leap into a new future that awaits our arrival. This is the year to change and heal everything that stood in the way of creating the life of your dreams instead of your nightmares. It's the year to reach beyond your self-imposed limitations with a sense of commitment greater than you believed possible. Lazarus calls this the year of gratitude, and Bashar calls it the year of reinvention. He doesn't say of itself, but it is. And they're both true. Are you feeling the call to move forward in a bigger way than ever? Good, that is exactly what you should be feeling. There's much at stake for you and the universe. And, you know, it's interesting. So many things were going on last week. I could have written the world's longest show. I was blank tonight. I thought it was really funny that I have a problem holding anything for very long. That's the problem with living in the now moment.
Isn't it, though? But that's pretty cool, too.
Well, I guess. So this is a year of continued acceleration, clearing, and healing of all that continues to stand in the way of your growth, your purpose, and your joy. I encourage all of you, by the way, to go to YouTube, www.youtube, spelled out youtube.com, and watch Bashar's wake-up call, and that's all you have to put in, Bashar wake-up call, search it, and then Bashar 2014, the year of reinvention. Now, the year there are pieces of this on YouTube that you can watch. You can also purchase the entire program on Bashar's website at www.bashar.org, not net or com. And with Lazarus, you can purchase the culminating weekend pay-per-view in 2013, where Lazarus talks about the energies of 2014 and what's ahead. What I've personally seen is that there are definite wake-up calls for those things that need attention.
Really?
Issues where you're leaking, where you're leaking power, need to rethink your approach, places where you have held back. On the other hand, there are sweeping energies for opportunities to continue to heal all that has held you back. Review your process and see what isn't working.
That fits with the astrology so perfectly, too.
Oh, did I miss your astrology? I'm sorry.
No, it is at the bottom
of that page.
That's okay. Let's
okay,
do it
so,
because I think this will, what do you want to do? Keep going and then I'll do astrology?
No, I'll stop right here and you bring in the astrology. That's interesting. I haven't seen what you're writing.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, this one, I have a couple of pieces that I thought were really pertinent. This one comes from Hair in the Moon. The next 25 days until Venus turns direct again, deliver your soul curriculum in preparation for the great tipping point of 2014. So Venus is in retrograde, and she's going to be retrograde in Capricorn, just for those who do follow. The goddess, keeper of all you love, value, and cherish, is moving backwards from 28 to 12 degrees Capricorn, reminding you that everything you see out there, relationships, situations, is a reflection of a part of yourself. Capricorn always delivers. Capricorn always delivers a reality check when your shadow side appears in your hand mirror. Shadow is not to be feared, cut off, or disowned. It is seeking only to be welcomed and integrated into wholeness. Venus retrograde is bringing old relationships of all kinds back around again for closure, nudging you to take responsibility for your choices. Your soul work until January 30th is to reclaim the highest version of yourself. All those old painful wounds of self-worth are being reopened by its ruler Saturn, whose passages always tear the blindfolds from your eyes. For the next few days, Venus conjunct the Sun, sextile Saturn in Pluto, is demanding that you rise from your pit of paralysis by analysis and reclaim your integrity. You may have a strong yet elusive sense of meeting something half forgotten or disowned erupting from your psyche. None of this is easy or convenient, but the gift is that you discover your core values, your own truths, your own beliefs embedded in your spiritual DNA. Everything you've unconsciously, dutifully, or naively taken on from others has to fall away for good. As it does, you enter a strange time of luminality, standing on the threshold between what was and what is, fixed in between two worlds. That's pretty powerful. So this comes from Amanda Painter, and she writes, it is possible that for you this week has been a mix of push and pull, of getting clear and clearing space, of feeling called to action even as particular certainties dissolve or come to be questioned in ways you have not before. As we near the end of the week, the theme continues in its own way as retrograde Venus and the Sun conjoin and make many aspects on Saturday. Venus conjunct the Sun, our inner messages of truth, of soul truth, of being called back to our deepest values, of questioning structures and values we've taken on from others, ask genuine bravery of us. These messages are not always convenient or easy, since they point out to us ways we have perhaps let ourselves slide. We regularly forget the possibility that things are unfolding for us just as they are meant to, particularly in moments of inner conflict and self-doubt.
Good.
So, here we go.
Do you have another one, honey, or is that it?
That's it for right now. So that's good stuff. So anyway, just remember, we've got Venus and the Sun conjuncting in Capricorn, and Pluto is hanging out in Capricorn there too. So that should spell out a lot of stuff.
Well, again, it's all perfect. You know, I look at all this and I just go, okay, could you make this up? No.
No.
Okay, so... So the energy of acceleration will continue to increase. And Bashar really emphasized this. I'm feeling it, but I love it when this increase, and, you know, he's done some programs about, or weekends, you know, about the train station, getting on the right train, that the separation in terms of where you're going is going to get greater and greater. And I think, you know, this is where it's really important to be in alignment, to be on board, in the right direction. You know, we've had some time and space you know, to, even though I know everybody is working hard to clear and heal and so on, but we don't have the time to ruminate in any of our old stuff anymore. We just don't. I mean, this is a year of real commitment. And I can't tell you how strong. I know I feel it for myself. And I know if I'm feeling it for myself, I know it's true for everybody. That, you know, whatever it takes to get there, I personally am willing to do. And then all I have to do is figure out how I do it with time. Bashar has spoken often and firmly about the need to follow your highest joy. And what's beautiful is that so many of you are doing that. I'm watching many of you birth new ideas and leap out with amazing success as you do, following your dreams with total trust and great excitement. And I celebrate each and every one of you that are doing that. What's interesting to me is that you're coming up with new things that haven't been done. And I see many of you networking, especially those of you that are working with animals. It's beautiful. We are a community, or as the team calls it, a network of amazing people who are beginning to connect with each other and open new doors of different modalities of healing. Lots of work with animals. Carol is the great animal communicator and bridge between the higher aspects of your animal, their connection to you from that perspective. Vicki and Madison are working with healing energies of horses. Linda with her Lemurian garden, which everyone with a garden will be able to connect to and spread those energies all over the world. She has been receiving guidance from her 12 cats through Carol for what all of this means. They've helped design the flow of water, the sounds of Lemuria, everything has been directed in terms of what this garden represented on Earth. And it's so fascinating to me to have the opportunity to work with each one of you and see what's coming out of this and see how much the team is playing in it. It's beautiful. Every day I'm in awe and I'm excited. Many of you will begin to channel and open greater contact with other races and aspects of yourself from parallel dimensions. This I find really exciting, by the way. there are others that will bring their gifts and their magic through business, and on it goes. I mean, there is no limit. There is no limit to the ways that you're going to find bringing your joy and excitement into manifestation is going to happen. And you may not know it today, but the awareness may drop in tomorrow, or you'll see things that will trigger different knowings. This, to me, again, so exciting. And we were talking a minute ago about wrapping up your astrology report. You were gone, so I couldn't continue with that. Wrapping up old energies, and I wanted you to share tonight what we were talking about before the show, Squirrel, about what's going on in your own personal life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I'm finding that not only in my waking state, but also in my dream state, that people from my past, mostly reflecting, in my opinion, old wounds, are coming back. I live in a small community, but I can go years without ever running into people just because we're not on the same, you know, path, what we do daily. And all of a sudden, I will run into people that were part of my past experiences, and they're consecutively coming in day after day. And I'm thinking, okay, well, there's something to be thought about here. And I... you know, usually I, instead of reacting, I'm responding and staying in a place of love and neutrality, and that is actually working. Because, you know, it's something I created, they didn't create. So that's where I take the responsibility for it. No blame or anything. And then in the dream state, that's just a little weirder. I don't.
Well, and I can tell you what's happening in the dream state.
Okay.
Okay. The woundings that you've experienced, because you still have to feel the anger, the hurt, the pain, etc.
Mm-hmm.
In the dream state, you're processing a lot of that in the dream state. Is that how it feels in the dreams?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely mm-hmm. does. And this goes back from, you know, people in the past, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that kind of thing. So I would think that other people are experiencing it. I don't know, but I would love to hear about that and how that feels to others.
Yes, absolutely. And again, these woundings, okay, and the reason they're coming up now also, many of these are patterns that either come in through lineage or other lifetimes. They're things that you really decided before you came in that you were going to heal. And our higher selves and our guides, the team, many, are determined that it's time for us. I mean, the energies just don't support carrying it around right now. It doesn't support carrying it around, and I'm seeing this in sessions every day, where these woundings will come up, and they're deep. There's a lot of emotion attached to them. A lot of times people don't even realize how deep the wounding is. So I really encourage people, if you have woundings, to go back and really pull them up. Write letters if you need to. Meditate around it. If you need to bring these people in with their higher selves and yours, whatever you need to do in a meditative state, be able to voice your feelings, express them, even if people have crossed over, to get it out, to get it healed. And, you know, Lazarus used to talk about, you know, going into meditation and bringing people in that have hurt you and then pulling them into this, you know, sacred circle and then beating the crap out of them. And, you know, as spiritual beings, you know, you don't really think about that.
No, it feels strange.
To get in touch with the anger. Mm-hmm. What?
I said it would feel strange to do that.
It would feel strange, but I have to say that for those who have denied their anger and not dealt with it, and, you know, this was something that I've run up against in the last couple of weeks, you know, I've just, even from the time I was a little child, it just was not appropriate to go there because I've always been so connected to God and Goddess. And unfortunately, it was doing some serious damage to me. And so, you know, I'm having the opportunity to bring this stuff up, even though it's not very pretty, and get it up and out instead of having it lodged in my body, which is what creates illness. It creates depression. It, you know, it affects your body systems. So it's okay to get it. You've got to find a way to get it out. So I give everybody permission to do that. If you've got to write mean, terrible letters, do it. If you want to bring them into your meditative state and, you know, take a nice branch, create a nice circle, you know, always with their higher self, and just duke it out, you know. again, it may not sound very spiritual to a lot of you, but you're a human. You have human emotions. They need to be expressed. And if they're not expressed, they're going to end up hurting you and holding you back. That's not where you want to be. This energy of acceleration, though, and I keep feeling this, is going to increase. And, you know, Bashar always talks about following your highest joy. He's been talking about that for years. But again, seeing all of you do that, it's very exciting, especially with the idea of birthing new ideas and leaping out with what some will say is amazing success as you do it. And following your dreams with total trust and great excitement. You know, I have a number of people that, you know, their families had a great deal of difficulty with them just jumping out there. On the other hand, I see families on the flip side of that being incredibly supportive, and partners as well. So we are a community, and or as the team calls it, a network of amazing people who are beginning to connect with each other, open new doors of different modalities of healing. I went through this while you were off the phone. Okay, hybrid children. This is another one. You know, we've talked about this before, that the hybrid children are making efforts to contact you, but and many are eager to participate in your growth and awareness of what is to come. And I highly recommend that you invite them into your meditations. Certainly, it can't hurt. And, you know, they are preparing for contact in some fashion or manner. They may not all be showing up immediately, but they are preparing for contact. And in essence, you're a parent. They want to help prepare you, and I do mean this sincerely, they know a lot. And for many of you, your hybrid children are adults. They don't go through the same growth process that we go through on Earth. Their maturation is much more accelerated. So open-ended meditations with the intent to connect to other aspects of yourself on other levels and dimensions, planets, as well as those that are ready and willing to work with you, is a wonderful idea. I think you're going to be surprised this year at what starts dropping in. I know people that we're working with right now are having extraordinary experiences. And it's happening a lot. There is no blueprint for this. You're all making the blueprint as you move forward. So important. For me personally, I had an accident in late November. Where I took a horrible fall. I swear I was pushed.
Maybe you were.
Well, that was probably my higher self. But as I look at it, it wasn't the most elegant way to force me to do some much-needed healing on myself. But because the healing process on this has been slow and uncomfortable, it forced me to look at alternatives to increase my energy and heal some really old wounds that I didn't even realize I was hauling around. I'm guilty of moving forward in spite of damage because I'm so busy. There was no way I was going to be able to move into 2014 without addressing the issues and find more elegant ways of healing my own energy. And also, the team can only do so much. You know, when we started this, it was with the understanding that we had frequencies coming together. You know, I didn't realize at the time I had so much of my own stuff. I certainly do today. And it does make me laugh. I'm sorry.
What do they say? More issues in vogue?
yeah, something like that. And plus, I've been busy. And, you know, the being from the central sun that, you know, have come in, have been rather frustrated trying to bring their frequencies through me while I'm holding on to old pain and not even realizing it. So there are amazing resources that come to me through others that I work with, and I'm so grateful and will share more about them as I move through my own process. I can share it more fully with you. You know, I'm the guinea pig, so, you know, I always... By the time I bring it to you, I'm fully able to share it at a greater level. The other thing is, many of you are going to find that, or have already discovered, that your frequencies changing to higher levels, allopathic medicine will feel less and less appropriate, and vibrational formulas will make far more sense. And I know personally I've worked with a homeopathic MD for years, cutting edge, well known, but he was never able to fully balance my energies. And I could never, you know, I'd start something, feel good for a couple of days, and then boom, you know, fall back and have a problem where I get sensitized to it. So, you know, looking for the right people to assist you, and again, looking more at vibrational medicine than anything I find, or homeopathy, whichever you prefer. Again, you know, I'm working with someone that Bonnie's worked with for years, and I'm blown away. The moment he opened the envelope, I sent him with the information he needed and my saliva sample. I actually felt him open the envelope. That's how I was walking across the garage, and I was like, oh, my God, he just opened the envelope. So as he was doing his assessment, I could feel all kinds of things happening, and I was like, wow, okay, I'm all over this. Bashar made a statement that I wrote down because it resonated so strongly, and this year you're going to recognize more and more that you're making the invisible visible by matching your frequency to its frequency. It's right there with you. It's just that your frequency isn't matching it. And this struck me so strongly with working with this vibrational medicine, that our frequencies and vibrations now are getting more highly refined. If, you know, if an ET landed today and wasn't feeling well, you wouldn't take him to an allopathic doctor. It just wouldn't fly.
No pun intended.
Really, I know, none. And
all right, what would you do with them, though? I mean, would you know, I mean, what would you do?
Well, I personally, I would bring in beings through me to help them. I would know what to
do. Right, but me take him to the healing room and he'd be fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Not sure what I would do.
Anyway.
I guess I would call you.
Thank you. Anyway, as I said earlier, I'm working with this vibrational healer that I really don't know what to call him, because he's, wow. And he's part of a network that does this work in the world, and it's small, but it's very cutting edge. But I'm excited about it because I see, when I got the report back, I went, oh, God, I'm dead. And I realized that I had just depleted myself terribly. And that's exactly why it was time for me to connect with him. The team was doing backflips. So I need to have lots of energy for this year, because whatever is coming, they're ready. I mean, it's like somebody, you know, having a huge dam trying to bust through the door. I just need to get myself strong enough to be able, and energetic enough to be able to handle what's waiting to come through. And I kind of think, oh, my God, well, I hope everybody's ready for this. But I'm excited. But they're also working on consciousness. And they've developed some vibrational formulas for shifting consciousness, which they see as things going on in the brain and so on. I'm telling you, this stuff just, it makes me fly through the house. I'm so excited because I can see that this is the next step for all of us. Anyway, I'm... So I am incredibly grateful. Yeah, here we go back to Lazarus with a year of gratitude. for stepping into these opportunities, which provide for more elegant ways to enhance longevity, health, and vitality. And again, we're going to be looking for more and more cutting edge. We're on the front line. We need to stay there. It's not a competition. It's about what we came to do and finding support for us to continue to move forward. This is not a time to stop working with police, and I can't emphasize that enough. If anything, it's a time to increase that work. You're going to find that new levels of beliefs will begin to surface. And squirrel, you were a perfect... Literally, if they can't get it one way, it's going to come in through your dream state. It's going to come in through meeting someone or encountering someone that reminds you of energies that aren't healed. I mean, we had this come into a session today. And this person wasn't an ET, this was a human, kept invading this person's space. And without permission. And it triggered all kinds of stuff. And it went back to this person's father, who did the same thing to her as a child without permission. Hmm. And so it really was stunning to see how it went to a deeper level of that until she got much more firm about her boundaries. It was just amazing. It's going to come in any way it can come in right now. So these are the new levels of beliefs. Go back and review the beliefs that you've worked on. And this is really important. You're going to see, I didn't take this one far enough. I've changed this, but now I still hold this belief. Okay, another frequency of the old belief. But if it's still there, change the one that comes up for you. This is not a time to be fooling around anymore, guys. You know, somebody sent me a website and said, you know, this person offers to clear all your blockages, and they have this massive website and an 800 number and, you know, all these it was just such a mass-produced kind of concept. And only a few people that were there. It's a brand-new website, I can tell, just by the way it was done. And knowing how they put together websites. And it looked amazing. And, you know, this week only, you know, instead of $1,000, it's this way down here. You know, I was like, no. No, no, and no. You know, there is no magic wand. It doesn't work that way. Sounds good, but this is not magic wand time. This really is, you know, when you get into the healing of consciousness, and I look at the formulas that he's doing, that he puts cautions on his formulas for unhooking some things that are brain related, because as humans we came in very different, but that's another whole show. But healing our stuff, and of course the whole website was blockages to abundance. And so we're going to see a lot of these things come along, and I kind of forewarn everybody. No.
Well, it sounds like it's, you know, it's like the carpet bagging of spirituality. I mean, I think, you know, out there people know that's what people are working on.
That's
it's
right.
Healing
they
themselves.
Do.
And so
they
now
just
they're
on
writing
the
on the. Yeah, exactly. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, well, for this amount of money, we'll clear it for you.
Exactly. Okay. So with all the belief work, and I want to say in Bashar's video that I bought last night, which was the year of reinvention, he's talking about the very same thing about changing beliefs. and finding the vehicles to change the belief. And I wrote Bonnie and I said, send him a book. I said, because you've got it. Daryl needs to read it. He'll love it. You're also powerful beyond your wildest imagination. And this is the year to own that and become more determined to be in joy and heal anything that doesn't align with being joyful and excited about what you're doing. And this one I can't emphasize enough. I don't care if you're selling flowers on the corner. Be excited about it. All right? It will open other doors. If we don't have that excitement piece, and I mean this sincerely, okay, that's going to be the key piece from here on out. We're here to be on the cutting edge of change, growth, expansion, and excitement. If you're experiencing anything less, then you aren't following your greatest joy and excitement. And, you know, for years, Bashar has said this. This year, it really struck home for me because it's been the very same thing I've been saying to myself. I've been too tired because I've done a lot, but I've also became self-sacrificing, and that doesn't work either. Bringing balance into your life. And people that know me well, know that I always laugh about not having the balance gene. I am making up for that this year. I'm going to create balance if it's the last thing I do. And besides, it won't work anymore. Self-sacrifice isn't going to get you there. You want to self-sacrifice, you're going to end up sick. Because the frequencies won't match. Also, I want to thank all of you that listen to the shows and work with the team. It's been so exciting to see your growth and expansion. You're all amazing and wonderful, and your commitment to growth and untiring work to heal and change fills me with gratitude and joy. And I do mean that sincerely. Also, the team is happy to assist people stepping out into the world with their great work. But not with shortcuts. Well, you know, team, if you'll get me this much money, then I can do my great work. No, that's not going to work. But the network is working, and that's important. Just remember, you're part of an amazing team of beings who came here for the purpose of creating and aligning with a version of Earth of your greatest preference. You are the bridges, everybody. Okay. I'm going to go into channel since I talked too much and we had a little phone glitch. All right. All right. Sometimes she tries too hard. Just relax, let us in. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year to all of you and you too, dear squirrel.
Thank you so much.
We are excited to see what all of you are going to do this year. Processes for all of you. Those things that you haven't healed are going to come to you, pop up, show up. Squirrel, as you so wonderfully shared, whether they show up in front of you on the street or in your dream time. All right. Your higher self, your unseen friends, are trying to assist you to get to the bottom line of your healing. And we do recommend, what did this person represent to me? If it was a female related to mother, a male related to father. Now, mind you, they can cross over. They can cross over. What was the version of love that you experienced growing up? What did it look like? How were you treated? Who have you attracted into your life that is like the damaging parent or the emotionally detached parent or the raging parent or whatever? Those are the things you need to go back to the point of origin. Mom and Dad. For many of you, Mom and Dad that you chose were going to hold certain frequencies that would push you, certain behaviors, certain actions that would push you to heal themes that you came in to work with. Don't get discouraged. I thought I healed all that. I've done this, I've done that. Yes. That doesn't mean there can't be another level. And if it does show up, sit with it. Write about it. Flow with it, you know. Why is this showing up again in my life? See, it's not just the person. Look for the themes. Do you have repetitive themes with men? Repetitive themes with women? What are they? What needs to be healed? These are big issues, people. For those of you, we know many that have been looking for mates and keep attracting the wrong one, our channel's one, over and over and over again until you finally figure out why. Why? What happened in those formative years? Some of you can remember, some of you can't. What are your first memories? How did it feel? Was emotional abandonment a part of it? You know, as you go into relationship after relationship after relationship with emotional abandonment. Or betrayal. Our channel had a mother who was schizophrenic and was very, also a sociopath. We know she wouldn't be happy about us talking, but it's all right. And interestingly enough, everyone that she pulled into her life carried those issues with them. Schizophrenic and some degree of sociopathy. But that was her version of love. And she could never understand why the hell are all these men alike, right? Finally, the lights went on. Finally. Back to the source. Now, just understanding it helps. Understanding why she continued to pull it in. Not letting go of mom. Because children love their mothers. It's not right to let go of your mom. Or your dad. But Richard Bach wrote in his book, Illusions, that your earth family is not necessarily your soul family. It was a brilliant statement. In many cases, they are soul family coming in to play specific roles. But this year, take it apart. What beliefs did it create? How do I feel? Am I repeating the same parents and patterns I had with parents again? Is my husband or wife dismissive to me because my parents were? These are all big issues. Then go in and change beliefs. More of them. You're at such an exciting time. This is not a year to sit back on your laurels, we'll tell you that. Moving forward, studying, reading, watching, exploring, and focusing on the positive, not the negative. Please. Don't worry about what people are doing wrong. Bashar talked about things that are invisible, making them visible when you align your frequency with it. That's a key. That's a key. You can't align your frequency to what you really desire while you're over here pointing a finger at things that are being done wrong. You're lowering your frequency. Those wonderful things that remain invisible to you that are right there won't become visible until you change. Until you change. Raising your frequencies.
And we have one question or comment for tonight. Because we're
all
starting
right.
to get... short on time.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you, dear. Go ahead.
Good. Okay. This comes from Yolanda. She says, "Dear team, after my session yesterday, I felt a sense of commitment greater than you believe that I believe possible. I felt empowered to move forward in a bigger way than ever, regardless of my nightmares and limitations. I felt energized and loved and secured. It made me feel very weepy, like you said. I would love to thank you with my sincerest love and gratitude for helping me feel loved and safe. When you came to be with me, I felt this warmth that traveled through my whole body, and at the same time, I felt your love that made me very happy and delighted. All of a sudden, I had this urge that this year I had to change and heal everything that has stood in the way of creating the life of my dreams. With all my love and appreciation, Yolanda."
Oh, that's lovely.
It is very
Yolanda,
lovely.
Yolanda, dear one, thank you for that. All right. And how appropriate for tonight's show. How appropriate for tonight's show. Because that's the level of commitment, everyone, that we hope you all make. Every one of you. You have no idea how loved you are from this side of the veil, how excited we all are about what you're going to create. Even if you don't know what that is right now, but with the intention to be in joy, to follow your excitement, to step out of your ideas of limitation, and to trust. And we've seen people all of a sudden, almost overnight, emerge. That's the potential reality for all of you. for all of you. And for those of you that have already stepped in this, we thank you. We thank you for your courage and your commitment and your willingness. And each one of you are going to bring something uniquely your own forward. That's what's so exciting.
And now we have just about a minute or so left.
Yes, all right. We would like to work with all of you tonight, all right? With every one of you, to help you to feel loved, excited, supported in your process and in your adventures. That, we promise, is a priority for us with all of you. We love you so much, and if you will call us in tonight, it will be our great joy to be with you. Your higher selves with us. We never override them. Allow us to embrace you, to give you renewed hope, renewed determination. There's so much ahead for all of you, dear one. And know that we love you more than you can imagine. And what we're seeing is how much you're beginning to love one another. And it's beautiful. There are others waiting to connect with you. Remember that. Open the door. Know that we love you, all of you. And until we speak with you again in this format, our love to you, Squirrel, as well.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh. All right, Oliver, are we on?
I think we are.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're supposed to be off 5 minutes before the hour. So I just want to say thank you all so much. Happy New Year to all of you. Such an exciting time. Squirrel and I love you so much. I know you feel the same way, Squirrel, so I can speak for you.
I love you. I know. Immensely, everyone.
And we're very fortunate to be connected at whatever level we are. Some of you work with the team on a conscious level. Some of you call them in your homes, etc. Their love really is unconditional, and it comes with many more than just what you would perceive as extraterrestrials. Christ consciousness, so many beings, masters, it's just amazing. And the angelic realm, the archangels, everything. You are loved and supported. And I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for this year. even though I still have a lot to do. And we look forward to speaking with you next week. Squirrel, I love you so much.
I love you too. Good night, everyone.
And Seth, we love you, Seth, our wonderful guy at BBS
Thank
Radio.
You, Seth. Keeps us going.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.